Check 1, 2. Check 1, 2. So yesterday I was talking about Carbonite and how their repercussions are coming at them because of their attack on Rush and pulling their ads. And it got me to thinking, why is it that when liberals on MSNBC or NBC or CBS or ABC, anytime their pundits or their journalists or their editorials come out and bash Sarah Palin or Michelle Malcolm Laura Ingraham or whatever, there's, number one, never an apology, or rarely is there an apology. I mean, I think Ed Schultz has apologized once in his 1,000 rants against conservative women. And Keith Olbermann, I think, has apologized once and was suspended for some rant. But how many advertisers did we hear pull away from MSNBC or ABC or CBS? How many advertisers, how many corporations stop doing business with those conglomerates because of liberal incivility? I don't think we heard of any. Did we hear of any? I don't think so. And that's where conservatives have to realize that our fight is going to be bigger than any advertiser, any criticism that the liberals may put out. While we have to hold ourselves above accountability, if you will, I mean, not that we're not perfect. I mean, we're not perfect. We're going to make mistakes, but we strive for excellence. We strive to rise above the incivility. We try not to be incivil ourselves, although sometimes people confuse incivility with being trying to be piffy or some satire or whatever. But it's not a rant. It's not a constant beating of incivility. At least I hope not. What I say is hard hitting, but it's factual. And it's to call attention to people who may be asleep or who may be on the fence or who may be going, Obama's not a bad guy, or, you know, he has done some good things. No, everything Obama has done has been a bad thing. His only agenda is to defeat America from within. And if you look at every single one of his policies and every single one of his actions, you'll see it. All right, from Dallas, I'm Elijah B. Have a great day.